No kidding. Test, 1, 2, 3, test. Test, 1, 2, 3, test. Test, 1, 2, 3. This is Steve Stone here for Fort Recovery Radio. We're picking up our game that was postponed due to rain that was in Fort Recovery. Now move to Minster to play our last four innings here at Minster. We've got Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. We've got Devin Post behind home plate. Sitting here with a couple of great guys from Minster. Who do we got up now? Jenna Peppelman is up for the Minster Lady Wildcats. The game ended with the Indians trailing 4-3. Got a strike in there. Count now is 3 balls, 1 strike. No outs here in the top of the fourth. That's going to be ball number 4. That's going to send. That's going to send their runner to first base. Base on balls. Got Peppelman on first. Good next batter up, digging into the batter's box. Alice Smeezing. She takes first pitch in there for a ball. Chelsea's ready, winds, delivers. Takes a cut at it, and that's a strike. Evens a count at 1 ball, 1 strike. No outs here in the fourth inning. Playing over at Minster. Kind of a gray, cool evening. That ball is chopped over to shortstop. Picks up, throws to first. Gets the runner at first. We've got Hannah Kanapke at short. Danielle Barhorst checking the coach, checking the signs from the coach. She steps into the batter's box. Chelsea's ready, winds, delivers. She takes a swing at that for a strike. We've got Audra Metzger at third, Hannah Kanapke at shortstop, Chloe Metzger at second, and Casey Vogel at first. Next pitch just a bit inside for a ball. Evens a count, 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Minster's got a runner in scoring position on second. Chelsea's ready. Delivers a pitch, and that is fouled over towards the Minster Wildcat dugout. In the outfield and the right field, we've got Taylor Tin. Center field, we've got Whit Will. And as always, in left, we have Emily Hart. Pitch to the plate. And that's going to be strike number 3. Taylor Homan is stepping up to the plate. That's going to be 2 outs. After walking the first batter, Chelsea's settled in. Retired 2, pitch to the plate. That ball is in there for a ball, and that ball got away from the catcher and rolled, and she actually, Devin, didn't see what direction it went. It went all the way over towards the Fort Recovery's dugout, and runner got a huge start off of leap off of second, and she actually saw the ball rolling away, and Devin wasn't sure where it was, so she actually made it home, and that scored a run all the way from second on a passed ball. Next pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Batter steps back, steps out of the batter's box, steps back in. Pitch to the plate, and that's hit back to Chelsea. Chelsea flips it to first, and that retires the side. And they got one run across here, and the Indians will be up in just a minute. You got Taylor up. Taylor dribbles one back to the pitcher. Pitcher picks it up and throws it to first for the first out.
Up next before the cover is number 21, Hart.
Emily Hart steps into the batter's box. She checks a sign from Coach Vaughn. Settles into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. High and outside for a ball. Number 12, who do we got pitching?
Jenna
Peppelman pitching for Minster. Next pitch in there for a ball. Emily steps out of the batter's box, checks down that Coach Vaughn, checks the sign, steps back in. Pitch to the plate. Must have been low. Looked pretty good from where I'm sitting. That's three balls, no strikes. One out here in the fourth. Pitch to the plate. Emily shows bunt, and she bunts that foul. So she'll settle back into the batter's box with a count of three balls, one strike, one out. Looks like we've got Hannah Kanapke on deck. Next pitch is in there for a ball. So that puts Emily on first and brings Hannah up to the plate. Hannah's just a freshman. She's been playing really good when she's been getting in this season. She steps into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. Peppelman steps on the pitching rubber, pitch to the plate, high and outside for a ball. That ball was thrown from catcher down to first base, and Emily had a big lead. She dives back to the bag, and she's safe at first. Pitcher's ready, winds, delivers. That's low for a ball. Count now is two balls, one strike, one out. Emily's on first. Hannah Kanapke steps back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. And the ball gets past the catcher. And Emily's easily going to beat a second with no throw. Brings the count to three balls, one strike. One out here in the fourth. Hannah steps into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. She hits a high one out into short. Short center, kind of behind the shortstop. Center fielder runs in, makes a really nice play. That's going to bring us to two outs. Chelsea Timmerman, our leadoff batter, is stepping into the...
She batting leadoff.
Yeah, leadoff, like usual. She steps into the batter's box. With two outs, pitch to the plate. Emily didn't advance on that because the ball was so close. There's no way she could have made it from second to third without getting thrown out. So held the runner to second, pitch to the plate. That's in there for a strike. That evens the count at one ball, one strike, two outs. Emily's still on second. Chelsea takes the next pitch in there outside for a ball. That brings our count to two balls, one strike, two outs. Pitch to the plate. She hits one back to the pitcher, and the pitcher couldn't make the play. It rolls to short. The ball then gets thrown to first and gets past the first baseman. So Chelsea makes it to second, and Emily comes around and scores from second. That's going to bring a run across and makes our score now 5-4, and we've got Tori Vaughn stepping into the batter's box. She checks her signs from her coach, taps the plate. She's ready, pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. You got Chelsea on second, two outs. Count to Tori is one ball, no strikes. Indians trailing here by one run. Pitch to the plate. She hits a dribbler. Pitcher scoops, throws to first. And that's going to end our inning. And we got one across and strand one. And we'll be back. Here we're settling in for top of the fifth. Top of the fifth inning here. Chelsea's on the mound. First pitch in there, high and outside for a ball. Indians trailing 5-4, top of the fifth. Next pitch is just a little bit inside for another ball. Two balls, no strikes, no outs, top of the fifth. Chelsea winds, delivers, and that's in there for a strike. That was hit foul. I think that might have hit her ankle or hit her shin. Chelsea's ready. Batter steps out of the batter's box. Now she's back in. Pitch to the plate. The ball is hit towards second. Nice play by Chloe Metzger, running to her right and scoops and flips it over
next
to
14, Carly Richard.
Flips it over to Casey and gets the out at first. Casey Richard. Carly Richard steps to the plate for the Lady Wildcats. One out here in the top of the fifth. Chelsea winds, delivers, high and outside for a ball. One out here in the top of the fifth. Cool gray overcast. Kind of par for the course the way this season's been. Pitch to the plate. And that ball is hit well, but foul down the third baseline. Steve Stone here flying solo. Darian had to work this evening, so he's not around. So we're doing it by myself. And then tomorrow night he's going to be working by himself because I've got to work. Next pitch in there for a strike. Chelsea checks the sign, winds, delivers, foul ball, dribbled over to the Fort Recovery dugout. That brings our count to one ball, two strikes, one out here in the top of the fifth. Minster does it upright over here with a nice facility indoors. We needed this a couple of the games when it was snowing on us. That ball is hit to third. Audra picks it up, throws. Nice play by Audra Metzger to get the out at first base. Lindsay Albers steps to the plate for the Lady Wildcats with two outs in the top of the fifth. Nice play by Audra just a minute ago. Got the out at first. Pitch to the plate. That's low for a ball. One ball, no strikes, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Chelsea's ready, delivers the pitch. On the inside corner of the plate for a strike. That evens the count at one ball, one strike, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Chelsea delivers the pitch. Going to be low for a ball. Batter's ready. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low and outside for a ball. Brings our count to three balls, one strike, two outs. Chelsea winds, delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. That brings our count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Chelsea with the payoff pitch. And that's low for a ball. It's going to send a runner to...
Up next for Minster, number nine, Emma Schmiesing.
Send a runner to first base. Base on balls, we got Emma Schmiesing stepping up to the plate. Emma's a left-handed batter, steps into the batter's box. Runner on first, two outs, top of the fifth. Chelsea Wines delivers. Ball gets past Devin, gets back to the fence, easily gets the runner to second base. So that puts a runner in scoring position for the Lady Wildcats. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Pitch to the plate, takes a big cut at it and misses. Evens account at one ball, one strike, two outs, still got a runner on second base. Pitch to the plate, ooh! Inside and hits the batter in the back of the head. Good thing she had a helmet on. Sends a runner to first to hit batsman. So that gets two on for the Lady Wildcats. Still two outs here in the top of the fifth. Chelsea Wines delivers. That's low and inside for a ball. Lady Wildcats leading our Indians by one run. Pitch to the plate, and that's hit to short. That ball's picked up and thrown to first. And she's out at first, thank goodness. That with two runners on, that was a big out right there. So that brings the Indians up to bat, and we're still trailing 5-4. We're here in the fifth inning, and we've got Audra Metzger stepping into the batter's box, and it looks like we've got Devin Post on deck. Audra settles in, shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's a ball. Looks down at Coach Vaughn and checks the sign. Settles back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. She hits that over shortstop's head, and that's going to drop into the gap there for a single. Nice base hit by Audra Metzger.
Up next, number 22, Post.
Devin Post up to bat, and she's been hitting the ball pretty well this season. Audra's played fantastic at the plate and out in the field this whole season. Devin settles into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. High and outside. Audra goes for second. And it was a pretty good throw down to second, but Audra got a big jump, so no problem. She didn't even have to do her patented head-first slide into second, so she's in there standing up for a stolen base. Devin settles back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. On the inside corner for a called strike. Brings the count to one ball, one strike, no outs. Fifth inning here in Minster, Ohio. Pitch to the plate. Nice pitch right in the middle for a called strike. She didn't even take a swing at it. That's one ball, two strikes. No outs. Audra Metzger on second. The wind, the delivery. She hits that back to the pitcher. Pitcher snags it. Flips it over to first to get the out, and that advances Audra to third base. We've got Casey Vogel.
Next, number 30, Vogel.
Casey Vogel steps into the batter's box, checks the signs from coach. Got Audra at third, just one out here in the fifth inning. Pitch to the plate, and that gets away from the catcher, but not too far. Pitcher was right there to cover home plate. Holds Audra at third. Count to Casey is one ball, no strikes. We've got one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. Two balls. No strikes, one out here in the fifth inning. Pitch to the plate, that's high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. runner on third, Audra Metzger. Way high, over the head of the catcher, and Audra slides into home. So that is going to tie the score here at 5-5.
Up next,
and the last pitch, obviously, was over the head of the catcher for a ball, so that sends Casey Vogel to first base on balls. Whitwill checks the sign, actually walks down and talks to Coach Vaughn, steps into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. That's in there for a strike. Casey Vogel on first. Audra made it across home plate, so it brings our score to a tie at 5-5. Pitch to the plate. And that was a check swing, but ump said she went all the way around, so that's no balls, two strikes, one out. Witt digs into the batter's box, pitch to the plate, and she fouls it straight back against the fence. Fairly calm winds tonight and really chilly and gray. Pitch to the plate. Got her looking. Got her looking for out number two.
Up next, number eight.
Taylor Tin steps to the plate. Settles into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. Still got Casey Vogel down there on first, but now we've got two outs. Taylor's ready, pitcher ready, pitch to the plate, and that is hit foul over towards the Lady Wildcats dugout. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the fifth. Taylor settles in, pitch to the plate, was high for a ball. Pitcher's ready, pitch to the plate, high for a ball. That's three balls, one strike, two outs here in the fifth inning. Got Casey Vogel over on first, Taylor Tin at the plate, and she goes down swinging. Oh, is that a foul? Oh, that was a second strike, okay. Pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. That's going to send Taylor to first base.
Up next, number 21, Hart.
And up next for the Lady Indians is Emily Hart. Kind of threatening here, two outs. Got runners on first and second. First pitch is in there high and outside for a ball. Emily steps out of the batter's box, checks Coach Vaughn's sign, steps back in, pitch to the plate, and she popped that up, out of play. Still got runners on first and second. Count to Emily is one ball, one strike, two outs. Pitch to the plate, and she hits a dribbler back to third. The third baseman misses it, and then the shortstop misses it. All hands safe. Left fielder runs in and makes the play. Gets the ball back to the pitcher.
Next, number 15, Kanapke.
Wasn't much of a hit, but I guess it worked. Hannah Kanapke steps to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs here in the fifth inning, and the score tied 5-5. She digs into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. takes a big cut at it for strike one. Steps out of the batter's box, checks the sign from Coach Vaughn. Steps back in, pitch to the plate, and she hits that over to short. Short scoops, throws, and boy, does she get out of a tough spot there with an out at first. Indians leave three runners stranded. Score is still tied, 5-5, and we're going into the top of the sixth inning. Leading off here in the sixth inning, top of the sixth for the Lady Wildcats, Jenna Peppelman. We've got Chelsea on the mound and Devin behind home plate. Pitch to the plate. Hit foul right down towards your coach. Strike one. Tie score here in Minster. In case you're confused, this game went three innings, I think, and four recovery, and then it was called due to rain, and then we're finishing in it today, Monday, over here in Minster. Pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. That evens the count at one ball, one strike, no outs here in the top of the sixth. Tie score, 5-5. Peppelman at the plate. Pitch. That's hit back to Chelsea. Chelsea picks it up, flips it over to Casey at first, and that's out number one.
26, Alice Schmiesing.
Alice Schmiesing steps to the plate. Chelsea settles onto the pitching rubber. Wines delivers the pitch low for a ball. Chelsea's ready, delivers the pitch. Another low one for a ball, and that gets past Devin and gets to the fence, but thank goodness nobody's on. So that brings the count to two balls, no strikes, one out. Schmiesing steps out of the batter's box, steps back in. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. Two balls, one strike, and one out here. The sixth inning. Tied game, 5-5. Pitch to the plate. Another one in there for a strike. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, one out. Schmiesing settles into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. That one's high. High for a ball, and that brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Payoff pitch. Ball. That sends...
Next for Minster, number 20, Danielle Barhorst.
That sends Schmiesing to first base on balls. Danielle Barhorst stepping to the plate. Chelsea Wines delivers, shows bunt, and it's bunted and rolls between her legs, foul. So that makes our count no balls, one strike, one out, runner on first. Danielle steps back in, pitch to the plate, shows bunt. Pops another one that kind of gets past her and rolls foul. Trying hard to advance that runner to second. That brings the count to no balls, two strikes, one out. Pitch to the plate. That gets past Devin, and that's going to take the runner to second. No problem. She's going to try for third, and in there very easily. Devin... I don't know what she was thinking. No effort at all to get to the ball very quickly, so that takes the runner from first to third. Brings the count to one ball, two strikes, pitch to the plate, and that ball is dribbled down the third base line and rolls foul. One ball, two strikes, one out, runner on third. Barhorse steps back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. That ball's hit hard down third base line, but foul. She's battling up there. Count still one ball, two strikes, one out. Runner on third. Chelsea delivers a pitch, and that's high and outside. Evens a count at two balls, two strikes, one out. Pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. That evens, that's a full count, three balls, two strikes. Chelsea Wines delivers, and that ball is hit down third, and Audra just holds on to the ball and doesn't make the throw to first because that most certainly. That most definitely would have scored the runner from third, so she held the runner at third and didn't make the throw to first. And that brings Homan to the plate. He steps into the batter's box. Minster threatening here with runners on first and third. Pitch is in there for a strike, and Devin drops the ball. And that advances a runner to second without a throw. Counts no balls, one strike, one out. Minster threatening here with runners on second and third. Just one out. Homan at the plate. Pitch to the plate. And that ball is hit to Audra. Audra throws to first. Gets the throw to first. The ump said took Casey's foot off the bag, so actually that scored the
number six, Jessica Burlesman.
That scored the runner from third, and the runner at first is safe. So now that brings our score to 6-5 with one out, and Minster's got runners on first and third. Pitch to the plate. That ball's hit into the gap. That's going to roll to the fence. That's going to bring in at least two. That does bring in two, and they hold her at third. Stand-up triple. That brings our score to 8-5.
Now batting number 14, Carly Richard.
Carly Richard up to the plate. Damage done. Nice triple hit in the gap in right center field that rolls all the way to the fence. Two runs across. Three runs across this inning and brings the score to 8-5. Pitch to the plate, high and outside for a ball. Minster's just got one out and a runner on third. Richard steps to the plate. Pitch, high and outside for a ball. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. And that's a called ball. Three balls. No strikes. One out. Chelsea Wines delivers. And that's a called strike. Brings her count to three balls, one strike, one out. Sixth inning. Pitch to the plate. That ball is fouled down third baseline. Minster Lady Wildcats having a great inning right here, scoring three runs. Just one out and the runner on third. Richard settles into the batter's box. Chelsea Wines delivers the pitch. And that's inside for a ball, and that's going to send Richard to first base.
Text for the Cats, number 30, Lindsay Albers.
Lindsay Albers is up for the Lady Wildcats. I think Coach Vaughn called a timeout, having a little bit of a powwow out at pitcher's mound. All the infielders are in, coach is in. I think coach is just trying to get Chelsea to settle down a little bit. No pitching change. Coach heads back to the dugout. Runners for the Lady Wildcats on first and third. Batter settles in, shows bunt, pulls it back, and that's in there for a strike. And the runner from first heads to second, and Devin didn't even attempt a throw. So now they've got runners on second and third. Chelsea Wines delivers. Takes a cut at it and misses for a strike. That's no balls, two strikes, one out, runners on second and third. Batter steps out of the batter's box. She's back in. Pitch to the plate. She hits that down towards Audra and goes right between her legs. That's going to score a run. That brings our score 9-5. And
Minster, number 9, Emma Schmiesing.
Emma Schmiesing is up to bat for the Lady Wildcats. Again, still just one out. Schmiesing, a lefty, steps into the batter's box with runners on first and third. Pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. Runner makes it to steal second. Again, not even a throw from our catcher. Schmiesing steps back in, pitch to the plate. She takes a cut at it, misses. That ball gets past Devin, rolls to the fence, and that's going to score another run. Chelsea covered home plate, but Devin didn't even get there fast enough to get a throw back to Chelsea. So that brings our score now to 10-5. Wildcats leading. Next pitch is in there outside for a ball. That brings our count 2 balls, 1 strike, one out. Lady Wildcats having a tremendous inning, and it's not over yet. Pitch to the plate, strike. That evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes, one out. Sixth inning here, and the Wildcats have got 10 runs now, doubling our 5. Next pitch is outside for a ball. That brings the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Batter digs in. Pitch to the plate. Inside. That's going to send Schmiesing to first base.
Next for Minster, number 8, Jordan Burlesman.
Jordan Burlesman steps to the plate. She settles into the batter's box, got runners on first and third, one out, pitch to the plate, and that's in there for a strike, and runner goes to second, again, no throw. Chelsea's ready, delivers. That ball is hit back to Chelsea, she knocks it down, throws it to first, gets the out at first and holds the runners in position where they're at, so we've still got runners on second, third.
Number 12, Jenna Puppelman.
Jenna Puppelman steps up to the plate with 2 outs now and 2 runners in scoring position on second and third. Sixth inning here in Minster. Pitch to the plate, low and inside for a ball. Woman steps out of the batter's box and levels the bat, steps back in, pitch to the plate, low and inside for another ball. That's 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs here in the 6th inning. Indians trailing now 10-5. Kelsey delivers a pitch. That's going to be high for a ball. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. Been a tough inning for the Indians and a tough inning for Chelsea. She winds, delivers. That's a called ball. It's going to load the bases up.
For number 26, Alice Schmeezing.
We have Alice Schmeezing at the plate. So is there a relation there? Twins. We have twin Schmeezing girls. We've got Alice at the plate. First pitch in there for a called strike. Minster has a young team with most, would you say most of the infield are freshmen or all the infield? All the infield's freshmen. So this is going to be a tough team here coming up in the future with all these freshmen getting all this playing time. Next pitch is fouled down towards the home dugout. Next pitch is in there for a ball. That's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Alice Schmeezing at the plate. Chelsea delivers a pitch. That's high. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded. Chelsea really needs to get an out right here. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit, and that's going to fall in a gap. That's going to score two runs. That falls in the gap between in left center and just
Minster, number 20, Danielle Barhorst.
Just a great location that just in between everybody. Emily made a good run at it, but she couldn't get to it, so that scored two more runs for the Wildcats. Runners on first and second. Pitch to the plate, and that ball is hit right at Audra Metzger, and she snags that. Gets us out of the inning, but not before a bunch of damage was done. Score now is 12-5. We'll be back.
Is this a girls' playoff?
We're at the top of our batting order here with Chelsea Timmerman stepping to the plate. She's been hitting the ball well the last couple games. She steps into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. That's outside for a ball. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a called strike. Pitch to the plate, and that's a little high for a ball. One ball, one strike, no outs. Chelsea steps back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. On the outside corner for a strike. One ball, two strikes, no outs here in the sixth. Pitch to the plate. That's low and outside for a ball. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes. No outs. Pitcher winds, delivers, and she hits that into straightaway center, and that falls between three Wildcats. Hitting short center field, and second baseman, shortstop, and center field are all rolled in and fell right between them. So that gives Chelsea a single. She's on first, and we've got Tori Vaughn settling into the batter's box. She shows bunt, pulls it back. Runner goes. And Chelsea's at second with a stolen base. Tori shows bunt and pulls it back and then takes that pitch for a ball. Chelsea gets to second. Tori steps back into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. That's two balls, no strikes. No outs here in the sixth with the Indians trailing 12-5. Pitch to the plate. Called strike. 2 balls, 1 strike, no outs. Torrey's ready. Takes a swing at it for a strike. That evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. No outs. Chelsea on second. Indians trailing by 6 runs now. Pitch to the plate. And Torrey goes down swinging.
Up next, number 5, Audrey Metzger.
I'm sorry, that's 7 runs. I guess I can't count. Audra Metzger steps to the plate. Torrey goes down swinging. Audra steps in. Chelsea's at second. First pitch in there high for a ball. 1 ball. No strikes. 1 out here in the 6th. With the trailing the Minster Lady Wildcats. Next pitch in there, low and outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Audra Metzger at the plate. Pitch. She shows bunt. Drops a bunt down, but it goes foul. So that's 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 out. She steps out of the batter's box. Checks a sign from Coach Vaughn. Steps back in. Chelsea's still at second. 1 out. Pitch to the plate. She pops that up. Straight back behind the fence. Chelsea's on second. Audra steps back into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Wines delivers. That one's fouled over the Indians dugout, out of play. Field here looks like it's in tremendous shape considering the rain we've had over the weekend. Pitch to the plate. And that ball is popped up. Catcher runs out, makes the play easily. Holds Chelsea at second, so that brings us to 2 outs. Here in the 6th, trailing.
Next, number 22, Devin Post.
Devin Post steps to the plate with Casey Vogel on deck. Devin digs into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate, and she takes a rip at that, and it dribbles foul. No balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Chelsea's still stranded out there at second base, hasn't been able to go anywhere. Devin's ready, pitch to the plate, and that's a ball. Brings our count to 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch, low for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Chelsea Timmerman's on second. Casey Vogel's on deck. Devin Post at the plate. She takes a rip at that and knocks that one foul. That evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Devin steps into the batter's box, pitch to the plate. That's high and outside for a ball. That brings the count to full, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Devin steps into the batter's box, payoff pitch. That's high for a ball. It's going to send Devin to first base.
Okay, number 30, Vogel.
Casey Vogel steps to the plate. The runner on second. First and second. Co- Coach Vaughn puts in a pinch runner for Devin, and that is Kristen Keller. So, got the lineup changed there by the ump. Casey steps into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. High over the catcher's head, back to the fence. That's going to advance both runners. Second to third. So with two outs, we've got a good opportunity here with runners on second and third, and Casey's at the plate. And that is inside for a ball. Two balls. No strikes, two outs, runners on second and third. Pitch to the plate. Right down the middle for a strike. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Pitch to the plate. Check swing, ball. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Pitch to the plate, low for a ball, and that's going to send Casey to first. That's going to load the bases up.
Up next, number 31, Will.
For Whitney Will. Whitney steps into the batter's box. With the bases loaded here in the sixth, pitch to the plate, high and outside for a ball. Got a chance to get a couple of runs here if Witt can just get a base hit. Back into the batter's box, pitch to the plate. Ball's in there low, but called strike. One ball, one strike, two outs. Pitch to the plate, and that ball is hit into center field. Center fielder runs over and makes the play. We strand three. We'll be back. We're back here in the seventh inning. Had a couple of changes here. We've got Pot Cutter in now at second for Chloe Metzger. First pitch in there for high for a ball. I think Coach Vaughn put somebody different in right field, but my eyes are pretty bad, and I can't tell you who it is, but I'll find out. Next pitch in there for a ball. Chelsea's pitched the whole game so far. Whit Wills in center field. Chelsea gets one in there for a strike. That brings the count to two balls and one strike. No outs here in the seventh inning. Pitch to the plate. High and outside for a ball. Brings our count to three balls and one strike. No outs here in the seventh. Chelsea Wines delivers a pitch. And that is hit to short. Picked up by Hannah. Throw to first. Out.
Minster, number six, Jessica Burlesman.
Yes, that is Taylor Greasy in right field. So that's one out for the Wildcats here in the seventh. That ball is hit right to Audra. Audra scoops, throws to first for out number two.
Up next for Minster, number 24, Taylor Kogi.
Taylor Kogi steps to the plate for the Lady Cats. Indians trailing here 12-5 in the seventh inning. Lefty steps in, pitch to the plate for a called strike. Chelsea's ready, delivers a pitch in there for a strike. Chelsea's ahead on the count here. No balls, two strikes, two outs, seventh inning. Indians trailing, pitch to the plate, and she goes down swinging. Ball was dropped but thrown to first for the out, and we get the Wildcats out in this inning here. 1-2-3. We'll be right back. We're here in the bottom of the seventh. Taylor Greasy at the plate. She takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Indians' last opportunity here to generate some runs. Pitch to the plate. Called strike on the outside corner. That brings the count to no balls, two strikes. Taylor Greasy at the plate. She hits a chopper back to the pitcher. Pitcher picks it up, flips it to first for the first out. Brings Emily Hart to the plate. Looks down at Coach Vaughn. Steps into the batter's box. Pitcher winds, delivers. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes, one out here in the seventh. Emily takes the next pitch, high for a ball. Brings a count to two balls, no strikes, one out. Kristen Keller, I believe, is on deck. Next pitch is in there for a ball. That's three balls, no strikes. One out here in the seventh. Pitch to the plate, inside for a ball. That sends Emily to first on four straight balls.
Up next in the 14, Chelsea Cameron. Correction, number 15, Hannah Panapkin.
Hannah Kanapke steps to the plate. Got Chelsea Timmerman on deck. Hannah takes the first pitch high over the catcher's head. Ball gets back to the backstop and it sends Emily to second easily. Kanapke steps back into the batter's box. Pitcher winds, delivers. Called strike on the inside corner of the plate. That evens the count at one ball, one strike, one out. Emily Hart on second. Pitch to the plate. That's on the outside corner for a called strike. One ball, two strikes, one out. Seventh inning here, playing the Lady Wildcats at Minster. That ball is chopped over to the shortstop. She picks it up, fires to first, and the runner is out at first, and Emily makes it to third and safe, sliding into third. That brings
up next, number 14,
Chelsea Timmerman to the plate. Got two outs now. Chelsea steps into the batter's box, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Emily's on third, two outs. Indians trailing 12-5. Next pitch is a little high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Chelsea's ready, pitch to the plate. On the outside corner for a called strike. Brings the count to two balls, one strike, two outs. Pitch to the plate. and that is chopped back to the pitcher and flipped to first. And that's our ball game. Indians go down. Lose this one 12-5, and we will be back in action tomorrow, and Darian Sheffer will be doing that game. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.